Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today's article is called Online versus In-Person Real Estate Courses. Which suits you?
This one comes up constantly. Someone's ready to get their real estate license, and the first thing they want to know is whether online study is as good as going into a classroom.
And the article starts by saying that's actually the wrong question. The better question is, which format gets you to the finish line?
Which is a useful distinction, because you can pick the format that sounds better and still not complete the course.
Right. So let's start with the thing that clears up half the debate straight away. The qualification you earn is exactly the same whether you study online or in a classroom.
Same units of competency, same nationally recognized certificate.
And the same recognition from your state authority when you go to apply for your registration or your license. No employer ranks an online qualification below a classroom one. No state authority does either.
So you're not sacrificing anything by choosing online. You're just choosing how the content is delivered.
Exactly. You can make this decision purely on what suits how you live and learn.
All right. So who does online self-paced actually suit?
Anyone with a life already in motion. The article puts it plainly. If you have a full-time job, kids, a mortgage, or all three, you can't down tools for months to sit in a classroom.
That covers a lot of people. Most career changers aren't starting from scratch with a completely free schedule.
Online lets you study in the evenings, on weekends, in the gaps. You set the timetable, so study fits around your shifts and your family rather than the other way around.
No commute, no fixed location. You can study from home, on a break, wherever you are.
And you can start straight away. No waiting for the next classroom intake to open. If you're ready, you go.
You can also control the pace. Go faster when you have time. Ease off when life gets busy.
The article makes the point that for most career changes and most people starting with no experience, online is the format that makes the qualification possible at all.
What about in person? Who is that the right call for?
Classroom study suits people who learn best surrounded by others, who want a fixed schedule that keeps them moving, or who concentrate better away from the distractions of home.
But there's a real trade-off. You're attending at set times in a set place, which is harder to manage around a full-time job and a family.
The article is honest about it. If your week has the room and structure keeps you on track, it can work well, but that's a significant constraint for most people.
Okay, so we've covered the formats, but there's a factor that actually determines whether people finish, and it's not which format they choose.
This is the part that really matters. The single biggest reason people don't complete an online course is they get stuck on a unit and there's no one to ask.
And then the course becomes a tab they stop opening.
Exactly. The article's pretty direct about this. A bad online course gives you a chatbot and a ticket queue. That's where people drift away and never come back.
So the real question isn't online versus in person. It's whether the course you pick comes with proper human support.
A classroom gives you a person in the room. A good online course gives you a person on the other end of the phone or email. That's the comparison that actually matters.
And Archer's online courses come with a real Australian-based human support team, available from enrollment right through to completion.
That's the deliberate answer to the dropout problem. It's not a nice to have, it's the reason online actually works for people who need the flexibility but still want to finish.
So to bring it together, pick online self-paced if you're fitting study around work or family and need flexibility. That suits most people. Pick in-person if you have the time, you thrive on a fixed schedule, and you learn best with others in the room.
And whichever you choose, pick a provider with real human support, because that's what determines whether you finish.
The qualification is the same. The support is what counts.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, and it links out to a couple of related reads, How to Start a Real Estate Career with No Experience and Why Students Don't Complete Online Courses. Both are worth reading alongside this one.
And if you want to talk to someone about which path is right for you, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.